All right, Nick Pilcher is a junior here on the robotics team, Rebel Alliance for the Huskies. You guys are pretty excited here about the season about to begin?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We've had much more success than we have in previous years at this point. We're further along now than we have been ever. We're really looking forward to seeing what we can do out there.
What is it that you have done this season that puts you further along?
We've spent a lot more time on design, not so much even just thinking about it, but in putting it into the computer and making sure that things are going to work before we actually build them. We like to say fail early, fail often. So we identified problems, tore them apart before they even occurred, and then when we actually got stuff on the robot, we already had success.
Okay. Is there a feature or two that really stand out? You know, we saw the wheels that go all the way around and your telescoping thing that'll hang this robot on the bar. Is there a thing or two that really stand out that you guys are most proud of?
Most proud of? The full floor length intake is that's pretty huge. Being able to just drive the front of your robot into something and pick it up is a massive advantage out there. I mean, the game's only, 2.5 minutes long. You're saving time where you can. And then, moving along the telescoping along that climbing bar once we climb is... We think that'll be a huge feature, okay. To be able to move around once you're up there and balance everybody else out.
The robot's ability to move in any direction on a moment's notice, on a dime, seems pretty cool, too.
That's huge. That's awesome.
And where did that idea come from?
We've had the idea for a long time. It's actually another team that builds these little, those hardware modules. And then we just had to come up with how to program them. So that was almost the first half of our whole season. 3 weeks we spent just working on that. And... after a lot of debugging, failure, and just starting all over, we finally got there. And if we had to pick one thing, that's what we're most excited about. Every team knows what it is, and they know that most teams can't do it. So we're pretty happy about that.
What is the game? What do you guys have to do here in competition?
Let's see. First City, Force for Change, where you have to pick up their little, almost like dodgeballs, gator balls. And they're super sticky, little yellow... Yep, balls. And you have to pick them up and then throw them into a goal that's 10 feet off the ground on the other side of the field. So you've got to be able to manipulate them into your robot, carry them across the field, and then launch them once you get there.
Is there alliances? Do you work together as a team with some other schools then?
Yep. So each team that plays each other is composed of three individual teams. Yep, so there's two sides, and then so six robots total, three on each side.
What is the season? What do you guys have coming up here as far as, you're going somewhere for competition?
Sure. So next week already, March 5th, we're headed off to Duluth, the Northern Lights Regional. We play on the Northern Lights side of that. I suppose there's 60 other teams there. So that's our first regional. That's where we can qualify for state. And then the week after that, we go to Peoria, Illinois, for the Central Illinois Regional, the week after right away. And we're just going to try and do it again. Identify some issues and hopefully work on them and do even better than we did at Duluth.
And Nick, about how many participants, how many students are on the team? I know that there's different teams inside the team, but about how many students do you know?
Let's see, my team, programming team, has 10 at the beginning of the year. I think we're at 8 or 9 now. So that's the most we've had in that team and a long team. Otherwise, for the people that show up every day, we have about 25, maybe 30. I suppose 35 signed up. There's some kids, they got the musical going on or whatever, they come in when they can. But it's a good group. It's large enough that it's fun and we can split up work, but not so large that we can't divide up the tasks small enough. It's a good number.
What inspired you to join the robotics team?
Good question. I was doing a lot of programming, and I kind of knew it existed, and I didn't know what it was all about, so I signed up freshman year. Well, I'd done it at the middle school, so I had some idea, I guess, but I signed up freshman year, and it checked all the boxes for things that I liked to do. I couldn't identify anything about it I didn't like. It was just every opportunity of it was fun, and I was always learning. So it's been great, yeah.
Oh, hey, Nick, thank you for the time. Good luck
to
you guys.
Thanks for coming, yeah.